This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Grimm, for giving us that, assigning to me that uplifting text for this the day when we are assigning field workers. What in the world do you do with this? You know, I thought yesterday, I was talking with a second-year seminarian, and I thought about the impermanence that's involved in seminary education. I'm sure you realize better than I do that you are involved, most of you, in four faith communities in your 4 years here. First of all, you move to the seminary. Now, for you first-year students, you're going to be assigned a fieldwork congregation. Then you go out on vicarage. And then you come back and you get your first call. The time moves swiftly. The mountaintops are there of experience. They're just wonderful, wonderful. You know, I think in this impermanence sometimes, it is tempting for us to grab on to whatever permanence we can find. And we're certainly tempted. I know what my temptations were when I sat in these pews. God be praised, we have probably one of the best educational systems for ministerium in the United States, indeed in the world. And you go out from here as very well-educated, well-grounded individuals. Sometimes there comes with that, though, kind of a sense of pride, and we kind of find a little bit of permanence in that, in the sense that, hey, I really have it together here now. I really understand this stuff, and I'm ready to lay it on some eager listening ears. And sometimes when it doesn't quite work the way we believe it ought to, the temptation is to become a little bit upset with those whom we are called to serve. As though somehow, what's wrong with them? I mean, here I am, a called servant. Here I am, an assigned servant. Here I am, a called and ordained servant. Why in the world don't they receive this glorious message that I have? So what in the world is the good news for today? How can a second career pastor sent to a distant land and an alien culture with a hard message, how can he speak to us today? Listen, the sovereign Lord has sworn by himself. The Lord God Almighty declares, I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses. I will deliver up the city and everything in it. What did you hear? What did you hear just now? You know, for those of us who are convinced that when our Savior said, you search the Scriptures because in them you think you find eternal life, they testify to me. For those of us whose Scriptures have that marvelous little walk that was taken by the resurrected Jesus and those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and whose Scripture tells about that wonderful conversation that Jesus had with the disciples when he opened up the Scriptures and showed how all of these things pointed to him and what had to take place. I have to think that when we hear something like this, we also hear some background noise. There's something else being done. And if you listen carefully, I think you'll hear what is described in the hymn for all the saints as the distant triumph song. You know the line, and when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, there steals on the ear the distant triumph song. The sovereign Lord has sworn by himself, there is absolute certainty of destruction for the nation of Israel, a nation that was proud and arrogant, and yet didn't last as long as our United States, which is relatively young in the history of nations and cultures in the world. Well, you know what? We hear a greater certainty, the certainty of hope. I read to you from the letter to the Hebrews. When God made a promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself. That's the absolute certain swearing, absolute truth, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. So when God swore by himself to the people of Israel that he was going to destroy their nation, it was as good as done. And when he swears by himself that we have the absolute certainty of heaven through the salvific death and resurrection, ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's as good as done. In fact, in that letter to the Hebrews, this little section ends by saying, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Certainty of destruction, greater certainty of hope, of salvation. We go on in this text. God says, the sovereign Lord says, I abhor the pride of Jacob. Condemnation of pride and arrogance leading to the destruction of that nation. But listen, hear the distant triumph song there. What do you hear? We hear about humiliation, not pride and arrogance, humiliation. For one who was unjustly condemned, who received our condemnation. Again, in the letter to the Hebrews, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, not prideful and arrogant, but rather accepting the shame of this torturous instrument of execution, voluntarily humbling himself. As Paul said, as it says in his letter to the Philippians, humbling himself and become obedient unto death, even death on a cross. We go on in this text. It says, I detest Jacob's fortresses. Boy, we could talk about a mighty fortress all day, couldn't we? But then he says, I will deliver up the city and everything in it. That is the defeat of Israel. To deliver up something means to hand it over to the power of someone else. Listen to the distant triumph song. Because in this we hear of the triumph of heaven. Because Jesus was delivered up, as we read in Paul's letter to the Romans, because of our offenses, and was raised for our justification. He who did not spare his own son, Paul writes in Romans 8, but delivered him up for us all. How will he not also along with this son graciously give us all things? When Jesus predicted his death to his disciples, he said to them, I will be delivered up. I'll be handed over to something that seemingly, at least this side of eternity, looks like a greater power. But that is done so that, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, then comes the end, the resurrection chapter, when Jesus delivers the kingdom to God the Father. When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and on power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that is the privilege of what we do in this faith community, is to sing the distant triumph song. Because we live in a world that's constantly telling us bad news. We live in a world that constantly is telling us that we do not measure up. We live in a world that does not want to hear what we have been given to proclaim. It chisels away at you. It wears you down. And so take heart in this. that in this community you have sung to one another the distant triumph song. You continue to do so through your study of the Word, through your reception of the body and blood of our Savior Jesus, through your remembrance of baptism, which means that you know that its abiding power is strong and alive and at work in your life today. The distant triumph song. You've sung it to each other and to yourself. And now, first-year students being assigned your placements, and those that are preparing to go out in vicarage, and those of you that are back and preparing for your first call, here's the great thing. All this preparation, all this reflection, all this singing of this distant triumph song within this community, it's all going to come to bear now in the lives of people out there. People who, in the words of Dr. O.P. Kretzmann, I love this when he says, all the unbearable things that men must bear, people who bear those things and need you to help them in the midst of all that to sing the distant triumph song of the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. Peace of our God that passes all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.